Many of you have undoubtedly had the experience of trying to pack up your house to move to a new residence, some more recently than others. And others among you, like myself, have had that rather painful experience of cleaning out the house of a loved one and getting rid of a lot of their things. So over the last 6 months or so, since my sister Barbara passed in August, a number of my nieces and nephews and I have been gradually cleaning up her household and giving away a lot of her possessions and trying to share the things they can. And one day while I was up there, I came across this nice little Afghan. And it was the one that my sister always had lying on the back of her favorite chair in the living room. So whenever she was in the living room watching TV or knitting, this was her favorite blanket. And as I pulled it out of the pile, one of my nieces said, "Oh, there's Aunt Barbara's whoopee." So I'll tell you the truth, I guess I'm a little too old. I didn't know what a whoopee was. So I looked it up. We might call it in the older generation a security blanket. A toy, stuffed animal, favorite piece of clothing that you hold on to help you feel safe and secure. So in some sense, that's right, that's Barbara's whoopee. I was thinking about that whoopee when I was preparing to scripture readings for tonight. I heard St. Paul say to us, "Everything that I really valued in life doesn't matter anymore except that I have the knowledge and love of Jesus Christ." And Jesus tells us that why do we spend so much time worrying about all the things like what to eat and what to wear and what we own, what we possess? If we seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, everything else will be provided for us. But I guess I wonder whether you and I really believe that. See, it seems to me that all of us have a lot of whoopees. Not just clothing, or our favorite electronic toys, or a nice car, or a beautiful house. Not just those material possessions. But we really value our education, our job, our social status, our sense of importance. There's a lot of things that we hold on to for us to feel safe and secure. Jesus says all these things by themselves simply bring us worry and anxiety that we might lose them. They're not a reliable investment of our hearts. So tonight, as part of your preparation for the sacrament of reconciliation, I invite you to reflect a little bit about the attachments, preoccupations, kind of the possessions that control your heart. For the real question in the end is not whether you have a security blanket. The real question is Jesus Christ your whoopee?